The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He has given me my voice of no merit of mine, and he has taken it away of no merit of mine. So we shall just have a couple of words, because we still have two masses and a funeral to preach and maybe sing. But the readings of today are most beautiful. The first reading reminds us of the fact that everything that happened to Christ happened because it was his will. As he said later, I have the power to lay down my life and to take it up again. No one takes it away from me. And then, of course, we see in the reading from St. James very much of the reason why the world and the church of today is like it is. And if you don't understand me, read it again. The Gospel on this, interestingly, from St. Mark, on this feast day of St. Matthew, also the evangelist, has our Lord Jesus stating the same reality, that he is going to be handed over to men and they will kill him. After 3 days, however, he will rise again. He will die, but he will rise again, the resurrection, which after the Trinity is the most important of all the dogmas of our Holy Catholic faith, along with, of course, which is part of it, the Holy Eucharist, Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And then, of course, as always, and we've seen this here and there everywhere, they began to argue about their own importance. It is very, very, very often the case that people who are the least, who are not important, who don't have any merit of anything, are the ones who think that they're very great. They have it all, and everybody should look up to them and should come to them for advice and to ask them their permission and so forth. This is still the case. And our Lord says, no, he who wishes to be first must be the last and the servant. And then he takes a child. And in the circumstances in which we find ourselves, especially in our society and in our state, this is very important, and with that I will end. Because who receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And so we have been putting out literature and saying things over and over again, and soon it will be time for you and for me to vote. And it's a very important thing that we vote no for Amendment 4, which is an amendment that guarantees the right of abortion in our Constitution. A horrendous thing to say that any state whatsoever, or any country whatsoever, has as a right the ability to kill its infants in the womb. It is grotesque. It is evil. It is satanic. So remember, vote no for Amendment 4. I don't know what the others are. I haven't gotten my things yet. But I probably will vote no for everything. God help us. But we must stand up for the truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.